This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, NBA, and NCAA. Your home for live sports is AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, not only can you hear Bart Winkler on our Odyssey Sports sister station, 1250 The Fan in Milwaukee, he's also a shareholder of the Green Bay Packers. So, been waiting all week to talk to Bart about everything going on since last week when news came out that Aaron Rodgers is demanding trade. He wants to get out of Green Bay. Bart, give us the latest on what's going on with Aaron Rodgers, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I'd love to give you the latest. I don't know if anyone knows what the latest is. This has been, I think, probably the sloppiest and messiest story that has ever been reported. And I like to talk in hyperbole, so I'll say since the dawn of recorded history, because whatever's happening here, from the Adam Schefter report that came out last week, and then to a weird interview he had with Dan Patrick, as you guys know, yesterday, where he was like backtracking and saying that he could have released at any time, and random trade rumors that proved to be not true, according to everybody, and I still don't know like what Schefter said yesterday. Did Rodgers want him to say that? They have the same representation. Was somebody else getting to him? Did he just think that it went too far? And I just want Rodgers to talk, but even when Rodgers talks, whenever he is to try to clear this up, he's obviously going to paint himself in the best light possible. He's not going to come out there and say, hey, all this stuff you're hearing from sources about how I'm the worst teammate ever, I'm so childish, and I want the Packers to burn, none of that's true. He's not going to say any of that is true, so we don't really know like the full details of this. What I do know is that it's deja vu all over again, man. It's having a quarterback here for 16 years, and then the breakup's going to be messy. And if he does come back this season, the breakup's still going to be messy whenever that is. So, God, man, you get this Hall of Fame quarterback, and the trade-off is one Super Bowl, disappointing years throughout, and a messy breakup. It's like, Is it better to love and lose or to never love at all? And pun not intended with the Jordan Love stuff there. But it's just been, it's super frustrating, man, for Packers fans and I'm sure everybody in that organization and everybody trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, Bart, what is it? Because we had a listener actually say, what is it about Green Bay that makes, you know, that this is now becoming a symptom? It's a recurring theme. Is it Murphy? Is it the lack of a buck stops here owner with the community being involved in ownership? I mean, what about the Packers organization makes this symptomatic where you've got not just one quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback in Brett Favre, but now two Hall of Fame quarterbacks that are not just saying we want to leave, we want to leave violently?
Yeah, I really like that question. I think what it is this addictiveness to want to sustain success, which is this phrase that makes my skin crawl, but it's what the Packers have done. You know, where they were coming from when Favre was here, they were bad for 25 years. I mean, anybody that grew up in that time will tell you, as soon as you complain about one game, one play, you'll get phone calls. Hosting the show, I'll get phone calls. Well, you don't remember the 70s and 80s. they were bad for 20 years. I get it. It was a bad period. And the Packers being a small market team, I mean, in this small town where the only revenue coming into that stadium was on game day, they needed to be good. Otherwise, eventually, people stop coming. I mean, until 1994, the Packers played three games a season in Milwaukee. So they only played five games a season in Green Bay until the mid-90s. I believe it was 94. So they've been – once they had Favre and they realized, oh, we're good, they didn't want to ever go back to the 70s and 80s. So they wanted to make sure that they found the next quarterback. How it happened with Rodgers and Favre, totally different than this scenario, because Rodgers inexplicably fell to 24. And with everything that was going on with Favre at the time, hemming and hawing year after year, I mean, everybody around the league knew the Packers had to take Aaron Rodgers. That's what I remember about that. Now, totally different. They trade up for this guy. Everybody around the league flummoxed that they took Jordan Love when they did, and they traded up for him. But the Packers are committed this trust right now, even though they've built a whole like Disneyland area around Lambeau Field. It is a year-long destination. There's restaurants, there's hotels, there's activities, there's all this stuff. It's a lot different than it was in the mid-90s, but they're committed and dedicated and addicted to sustaining success. So now they're so desperate to find their next quarterback again. The problem for me with the Packers is in the last 25 years, let's say 30, because of Favre and Rodgers, you've had a Hall of Fame quarterback under center that entire time. And the Packers have built a team that's good enough to get to the NFC Championship game and lose. That's been their ceiling, because they've built a team that could be the best team in the league, but you've also got 14 other teams in the NFC, 15 other teams in the NFC also trying to get to the Super Bowl. So if you look at who the Packers have lost to just in the Rodgers era, the Giants in the NFC Championship game at the end of Favre's career, it's been the Seahawks, it's been the Falcons, it's been the Niners. It's always these different teams. You even look at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, in these 30 years, have been terrible. But they also have two Super Bowls. So what happens is the Packers stay at the steady line of second place, and the team that's in first, it's always a different team, but there's always another team willing to go all in, willing to just go for a quick 3-4 year period of really good teams and then suffer with the salary cap. But the Packers are always trying to be that 11-5 team that can get to the NFC Championship game, knock on the door, and hope they play well enough to go in. That hasn't been the case. Now you're going to have to move on and try to keep that, and we're struggling just to do that. So it's been two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, two great quarterbacks, a lot of great playoff runs, but to only have one Super Bowl for each of them is just, it's almost criminal. And Rodgers didn't have his. It was 10 years ago that this guy had his. So it is messy. They're very committed to sustaining success. They're very committed to having the next guy ready when the first guy is going to leave. But the Packers, they do this at every position, man. They do it at offensive line. They did it, I know, with Micah Hyde, they did it. They let these guys go 1 year before they think they're done. Micah Hyde obviously flourishing. Casey Hayward flourishing with the Chargers when he was there. Offensive linemen come and go. The Packers like to move on from you before it's too late. And with a Hall of Fame MVP quarterback, it doesn't seem to go well if that is the MO.
Bart, here's my read on Jordan Love. You tell me if I'm off or not on this. Because if Jordan Love had it and Mahomes sat for a year, and I'm pretty sure that Andy Reid and everybody in that organization knew, we got to get this kid in here, let's do this. If Jordan Love had it, this wouldn't even be a conversation. You move on from Rodgers, you put the kid in. What an advantage that would be to have a quarterback on his rookie deal, and then you could fortify around him and reset the clock. My read on is that Aaron Rodgers knows he doesn't have it, and everybody else knows that this was a whiff. What are people saying about Jordan Love? Because quite frankly, without a preseason, none of us really know on the outside here.
Yeah, we've never seen him outside of select media eyes. Take snaps in practice. We've never seen a preseason game. The last tape we have on him was his last season in college, which he led the country in interceptions. And for whatever sick reason, I was watching some of those last night, each one worse than the last. They like his traits. They like his skills. They say all the right things. But you're right. I think the whole point with Love for when they drafted him was they took him not wanting to get him in there right away. And it always pointed to the 2022 season because Rodgers, it's a tremendous cap hit if they try to trade him today or even after June 1st. It's different, but it's still very large. Next year, it's much smaller. So you're still going to have a bunch of money on the cap for Rodgers, but much smaller, and then you'll have your quarterback on your rookie deal. And it seemed like that whole 2020 draft was built towards the 2022 season. And the Packers, you know, bringing Jones back, and do they sign Davante Adams? I don't know. They signed Bakhtiari, the left tackle, for a long-term deal. Next year's cap is going to be even worse. So if they could break from Rodgers, I think in their development, they were never expecting him to be ready in 2020. But then they were not expecting him to be ready in 2021. I don't think, from what it seems like, that they thought this would be a scenario where Rodgers would say, hey, wait a minute, if you're going to cut me the following year anyway or trade me, well, then I don't want to come back for the next year. The thing I say about Brian Gutekunst, the GM, is that when you take the quarterback successor in the fashion that he did, trading up in the first round when you were a game away from the Super Bowl, the odds of that working out smoothly are generously one in a million. And Gutekunst still bet on the one. He bet on the most improbable, you know, Rodgers wins, hangs him up. I mean, you had to know that wasn't going to happen. So it's a huge swing. Right now it's a huge miss. What do we know about Jordan Love right now? He can't be good if Rodgers thinks that he can do this and if the Packers are desperate not to trade him. So we'll see what happens in, you know, June, July, if Rodgers stays a Packer that long. But I am not, and I don't think a lot of fans are ready for a Jordan Love era. And that goes to another thing, like, to make this pick worth it, because it may have cost you a Super Bowl last year. We'll never know. But to make this pick worth it, he's almost like Jordan Love's got to win a Super Bowl minimum.
Right.
And then maybe one to make up for the one that they could have won this year. So it was a huge swing. Very, very gutsy, but the payoff is so small that I still don't understand why they did it to this day.
Bart, I look at what could be this season and all the different scenarios and as they might play out. And I think to myself, if you believe the reports that Green Bay as an organization has reached out to Rodgers and tried to make him whole and bring him back on a deal that would, you know, satisfy his desire and also still keep the team in a good spot, and Rodgers is still saying, no, I don't want to come back, then the Packers as an organization have done all they can do, and now all they need to do is nothing except for sign a quarterback to have some camp arms, because you can't go in with just Jordan Love and assume that Rodgers is done playing. You don't have to worry about trading him. Just let him sit, let him retire, and oh, by the way, get back that $45 million in cash and cap space that he would owe you if he didn't play because he's under contract. Is that something that you think the organization is willing to wait out?
I think they would be. I think that, you know, I've been reading a lot about this on what people would want the Packers to do if Rodgers was adamant. There's no way, 0.00% chance that I'm coming back. Do you trade him and get a good value for him? Because you would get a good value for him. Do you do that and benefit the long-term health of the organization? Do you keep him, hope that he just retires, get some money back, which again will help the cap in the following year, and still have the option, like, if you're going to play, you're going to play for us. We don't want you to play anywhere else. We don't want to see what happened with Brett Favre, where he came in as a Viking, beat the Packers at Lambeau, nearly got to a Super Bowl if he didn't throw a ridiculous interception.
It's a bad look, right?
Yeah, they don't want that to happen again. And so I would think that they don't trade him, which they can say is we're keeping the door open. When Rodgers wants to come back, he'll come back. Personally, as a fan, I don't want him to get traded, so I don't want to see him anywhere else. And now, so the take that I'm going to have is don't trade him. I don't know how much of that is my like emotion, though. That's the hardest thing for me to figure out doing the jobs we do, is how much of my rationale is real logic and how much is emotion. I think in the Rodgers case, why this week has been so hard for me, and a lot of people here, is just it's just so much so quickly. We've experienced, like, the Favre thing was 5 years drawn out. The Rodgers, it was like 5 hours and 5 years and 5 hours on Thursday, and now we find out none of this needed to happen. At least the media backlash. Yeah, there's some dissension there, but this whole week has just been like, there's no reason I should be on the show right now if Adam Schefter didn't tweet what he tweeted. But here we are.
No, come on,
so
bro.
We're at that point.
We have so much in common. You had games in Milwaukee, like Buffalo. We were outsourcing games to Toronto, and we had 17 years. And yes, when Josh Allen throws three picks, people are going to complain. We're going to be like, no, you don't understand how it was.
Bart Winkler from 1250, the Fan in Milwaukee, our guest here, as we're trying to make heads or tails of this whole situation. Bart, on your show, what is the public opinion here? Where are people coming down? Are they more on Rodgers' side, or are they more on the side here of management?
I'll tell you, it changes every day with every report. I mean, because, you know, right away, we're all mad at Rodgers. Why is he doing this? Why is he doing this on draft day? Why is he doing this to these kids? And then we find out more stuff. Well, why is the organization doing this to Rodgers? And then you find out, you know, other stuff. Well, why is Rodgers texting these things? And then you find out Schefter does this. Well, why is this coming out? So I think everybody that is a Packer fan wants Aaron Rodgers to be the quarterback next year. It's not like the Favre-Rodgers thing where Rodgers was he's entering his fourth year, and I was a guy that wanted them to move on to Rodgers. I didn't want to see, you know, another 2 years of Favre and have to trade Rodgers and miss out on whatever his career was going to be. We just want Rodgers to talk. I think everybody wants Rodgers to be the quarterback in 2021. It's not like the Favre situation. There's not a team Rodgers side, a team Favre side. There's not a team Jordan Love side, because we don't know if he's good or not. So it's we all want Rodgers to play. We want this to get figured out. We're worried it's not going to get figured out, because how many championships have gone by the wayside? How many lost championships have there been in sports history because of ego and emotion? And it feels like this could be another instance where that happens. So we just want Rodgers back.
Bart, here's where I'm at. If Rodgers doesn't play, and y'all want Rodgers back, and that, of course, everybody would want the MVP quarterback back on their team. But if it doesn't happen, and we know that Jordan Love is the great unknown, but this is where your head coach LaFleur makes hay. If this offense is as good as he, you know, if he's as much of an offensive genius as he, you know, as people claim him to be, look, Jordan Love with the Packers and that offense in that division could still win the NFC North, Bart.
Yeah, this division's bad. I think the Vikings are stuck right now. The Lions had a decent draft, but it's going to take them a while. I like the Bears drafting Justin Fields for them, but that might, you know, that's not going to hit right away, we wouldn't assume. The Packers have a really good team. They brought back everybody that they could. The defense is good when they're not, you know, not good. The offense is, they do have weapons despite, you know, whatever first round pick wide receiver stat you might see about the Packers. They're a good team, and that's why this is so frustrating. If this is about winning Aaron Rodgers, this would never happen, because they've got a really good chance to win a Super Bowl. I think David Bakhtiari, again, the left tackle, he got hurt New Year's Eve and then wasn't able to play against Tampa. They have him. Maybe it's a different ball game. Packers brought everybody back. Tampa brought everybody back. Those should be the top two teams. A team like, I don't know, Atlanta could get hot, or Dallas or whatever. But the Packers and Tampa, to me, are clearly the top two teams in the league. Now, you take Rodgers off of that, and you have Jordan Love, you're going to see what the value is of Matt LaFleur's offense and what the value is of Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, he won the MVP, but he did it in a new offense. He did it playing a different way. So how much of that is LaFleur last season? How much of that is Rodgers? I think normally you choose the talent over the coaching. If it is Jordan Love, we're going to see just how wide of a gap that talent really was.
We're talking to Bart Winkler from 1250, the Fan in Milwaukee. I made a joke earlier in the week, and it feels almost dated now, that we know the schedule's coming out on Wednesday. If I'm NBC, hey, if you're going to give us Chiefs-Packers Hey, Mr. Goodell, can you at least tell us that that's going to be, that doesn't play anything into it, or does it, the schedule coming out next week that the Packers five times on prime time with Rodgers or without Rodgers, that's a big difference.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. I think the way to guard around that is put two Packers Sunday night games at the end of the season that can get flexed out. You put the Bears and Packers in prime time. That's always in prime time. It's just like Steelers. I've seen every Steelers-Ravens game for some reason for the last 15 years. That's always in prime time. So, yeah, I mean, I say, what do you do? The playoff odds are out there for every team except Green Bay because of the Rodgers situation, and you got the schedule coming out. What do you do? Packers are a completely different team with Rodgers, without Rodgers. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do in that regard. I don't know what the Packers do in any of this. I don't know what Rodgers does. Again, I want this guy to come out and say something. The longer that he doesn't, the more you think he agrees with a lot that's being said. It's a really weird spot right now. Former players coming out, they're giving you 70% plus chances that he's coming back. Anybody that covers the team with connections is giving you 5% or less. So who's driving the narrative? Everything you hear, just like, why? Why are we hearing this? Why are we hearing this when we hear it? A sloppy execution on this whole story. I'm not sure what to take at face value and whatnot. We all just want Rodgers. Everybody wants Rodgers to be the quarterback for the Packers in 2021 except for one guy. And that's Aaron, and that's the problem.
Bart, man, really appreciate the time here on a Friday afternoon. Hope you enjoy your weekend as best you can. Happy Mother's Day weekend, and spend some time with the loved ones in your life. And we'll listen for you again Monday morning on the Odyssey app there at 1250 The Fan of Milwaukee.
Hey, I got a question for you guys quick.
Of course.
Like, are the Sabres ever going to make the playoffs again? They're my team.
Well, Bart, here's where we're at. And we were actually going to talk about this next hour. The idea.
What's with this 8-year rebuild there?
The idea that the Sabres are going through the drought that they're going through right now. And we just got out of a drought with the Bills, of course, a 17-year playoff drought that had a lot of fans on the edge of sanity, right? And I would argue that what the Sabres have done to their fans here in the last 10 years that they haven't made the postseason.
Yeah.
They finished last in the league 4 out of the last 8 years, Bart. I mean, that is batting 500 for all the wrong reasons. This is worse than what the Bills were. I mean, this is an embarrassment. They've become, I don't know, what's the equivalent in the NFL?
In a sport, Bart, that's so random. I mean, honestly, the puck goes some ways. It's hard to be that bad. And the problem we have here is, hey, the Bills are respectable. They're well run. It's the same ownership with the Sabres. Could you give them a little bit of resource over there?
All right. So the answer is never.
Never. Never. Yeah. They got a lot to figure out.
Can't help you there.
All right. Good to know. Thank you.
All right. Good talk, Bart. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You got it. There's Bart Winkler. You can hear him again Monday morning, 1250 The Fan in Milwaukee, inside the Odyssey app, our Odyssey Sports sister station.
Or you know what you do? If you got another morning show that you like, but you're a Packer fan, then you just get the download the Odyssey app, you punch that up, and then you go to the rewind. You can punch up his, you can play it back at your leisure.
Truth. All right, we've got I'll Drink to That coming up. Some takes on tap in the sports bar. And I want to go a little bit farther, a little bit deeper on that, what we were just talking about with Bart about the Sabres, which is weird. We brought him in to talk Packers and he wanted to know about the Sabres. Like, I really believe, like, what the Sabres are doing right now to their fans is far, far worse than what the Bills did. If all things are equal, if your fandom is equal, you eliminate, like, I'm a Bills fan, I'm a Sabres fan, 50-50, split down the middle, all things are equal. What the Sabres have done during the drought, far worse than what the Bills did during their drought.
Okay, well, that's fun debate coming up, and I'll drink to that. Who is the coach in the NFL that if you just asked, wait, you're still here? Why are you still here? What has your team accomplished? Give me the head coach in the NFL today that probably should be gone at this point. I'm going to tell you, he's not going to be gone. And it's not for a dysfunctional ownership, too. I'm going to explain why this team is perpetually mediocre. Also, I've got a take on Albert Pujols. I don't think he's done, Danger. I've got the team that I think he's going to end up with.
The NFL calling Brandon Bean on a quote he said earlier is bad for sport. It's just bad, not just for Bean and for the Bills and for the NFL. It's bad for all sports, all sports figures. I'll explain. And without even knowing it, we may have seen the last of, look, I'll speak for myself, one of my favorite Buffalo Sabres. We'll explain it and talk about Linus Allmark here, and I'll drink to that next in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Odyssey has sports for every fan. Keep up with your favorite teams from across the country and get the inside scoop from experts. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.